Stay connected to local news online anytime and anywhere. Just click on news at WGIL.com.
It's 5:39 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Tori Cavanaugh. As I mentioned, a busy hour tonight, and we're happy to have in the second hour with us Ken Springer, who is the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, and Ray Whitehead, who is the director of operations for Pegasus Manufacturing here in Galesburg. I think Ken's been in town about 2 years, and Ray just told me about 2.5 for Pegasus being here in the community as an employer and manufacturer. October is Manufacturing Month, and it's nice to have you both with us here tonight. I appreciate your time coming in. I know it's important. I know you're both busy people, and I want to thank you first and foremost up front for just taking a few minutes to be with us here tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Ken, let's start with you. Let's talk about why October is Manufacturing Month. It seems simple enough, but
Manufacturing, yeah, absolutely. October is Manufacturing Month. It's a month where we, as economic development and workforce leaders, recognize the importance of manufacturing in our economy today.
And I know we have manufacturing jobs here in the community. What does that look like nationwide, though? I mean, are there opportunities here and nationwide?
Absolutely. Manufacturing is actually a very, very still much alive and kicking. I think reports of its death were widely exaggerated. In fact, you know, nationwide, we actually manufacture more stuff now than we ever did.
By smaller companies, would you say?
Smaller companies and through more automation and more technology. Manufacturing has definitely changed over the last 30 years, but it's still a gateway for excellent careers and very, very good livelihoods. So we want to publicize that fact and let people know that there are a lot of opportunities in manufacturing.
You, you know, with the area partnership, when you're looking for, and I assume you're looking for people to come into the community, does it run the gamut or are you?
Oh, yeah. We look at in economic development. We look at a number of different industries, but manufacturing is one that I think we can be competitive in locally, particularly in advanced manufacturing.
Why is that?
I think we have a really, really good strategic location. I think our assets are aligned well for that industry. We're 45 minutes away from two of the largest original equipment manufacturers in the world. Of course, John Deere up in Quad Cities and the Caterpillar in Peoria. Mm-hmm. And that with the opportunities for suppliers, I think we're really well positioned.
Yeah. Ray, with Pegasus, tell us a little bit about your company and what brought you here to Galesburg. Well, in other words, why pick this community?
Strange you should ask that, Terry. I get that question a lot.
I bet you
to this
do.
Day. A lot of people don't know. We moved here from the Silicon Valley about 2.5 years ago. We had strong business ties to some of the local manufacturing companies here in the area, heat and control being one specifically.
Sure.
At the same time, we were able to strike a deal with the city of Galesburg that was very advantageous to us. The city was very aggressive in recruiting a manufacturing company like Pegasus. And so I get that question, how did you wind up here almost daily?
Yeah, but you had a connection already to even be here.
We did. There was a reason to be here, a very specific one, and since then we've been able to expand our business base dramatically. And in fact, that expansion at a time when you hear lots of discussions about layoffs is somewhat in contrast to that. Pegasus continues to grow rapidly, and one of our biggest challenges is finding qualified workers to employ. We have 12 jobs open today. If we could find the qualified people, we'd be happy to place them. And we're in the machine business in particular, the CNC machine business. And our customers are wide-ranging. We do business still with Apple Computer, Cone Drive up in Traverse City, Michigan, BNSF, Heat and Control. We have a forging die business that also supports John Deere and Caterpillar and their supply chain. And our single largest challenge is finding qualified people.
To that point, Carl Sandburg College, I know over the years, has tried to, I can't really speak for them, but the impression I get when I talk to them is they've tried to develop courses in the community to train workers to benefit the jobs that are in our community. Is that the case with Pegasus?
Absolutely. I mean, Carl Sandburg College has done some amazing things, investing in the Center for Manufacturing Excellence. They've got great training programs out there. But the shortage of skilled manufacturing workers, it's not just local, it's nationwide. there is a large number of current workers, skilled manufacturing workers, represented by the baby boomer generation. That's only a matter of time before they retire. In fact, I was just pulling some numbers today. The average age of skilled manufacturers in this country is actually 56. And that in itself is a statistic that shows that there is room for more folks flowing into the manufacturing industry. Even with automation, we're still seeing a huge need. I was recently at a conference of other economic developers from around the country, and everybody's having this problem. 80% of manufacturers in the United States are reporting skilled worker shortages. So we're not the only ones in this boat.
And when you say skilled workers, Ray, in your particular industry, what is it that they need skill in?
Well, specifically, they need to be qualified as computer numerically controlled machinists, meaning operators, people that can set these machines up and run them, read drawings, program them, and so on. And in fact, when we talk about that challenge, that's led Pegasus, in conjunction with support from the city of Galesburg and Mayor Pritchard, to create a sister company called Pegasus Machine Tool. This is the distribution company which distributes the world's largest manufacturer of CNC machines on the planet, SMTCL. Now, this is a Chinese-based company who's looking to create brand name in the Midwest. That brand name recognition comes from the fact that they know that the Midwest, if you draw a line around Galesburg, 500 miles in diameter, Gardner Research says that in the year 2014, CNC machine tool sales was grossed at about $7.5 billion. Of that, 48% of it was sold within 500 miles of here. Specifically, I can speak to this difference and why it's so great, and it's simple. On the West Coast, we produce lots of high-tech products, and I say it simply, when you machine a part in California, you can pick it up with your hand. When you machine a part in Illinois, you pick it up with a crane. That difference generates a big difference in the cost of machines and the sophistication of the people that you're trying to hire. And the biggest challenge to colleges, and not just Sandburg, but most of them, is the actual cost of the capital assets required to get these people trained on the real equipment, not the student version of equipment, mm-hmm. but what industry's actually going to use and put them to work on. And so that's what's happened here. SMTCL has agreed, and they've already installed over $1 million in equipment in Galesburg that can be used for training and education as well as the sales platform for their product line. And now there's a strategic partnership that's been arranged with Sandburg College. That partnership has led to the submission to the ICCB, the Illinois College...
Community College Board.
Community College Board, thank you, to certify classes that are accredited. So kids starting either at college, in fact, we're going to donate one machine to Galesburg High School so these folks can start at K-10 through 12. But the idea there is to let them start there and then come over to Pegasus or another surrounding manufacturing company and use SMTCL equipment to train these kids on in an internship program and pay them while they're at school. So hopefully that ability to pay them while they gain college credit will be the twist that's a little different. Mm-hmm. But we need the help, and we're looking for qualified people. And it just happens to be a combination between the city, SMTCL as the machine manufacturer, Pegasus Machine Tools selling machines, Carl Sandburg teaching students.
Wonderful. That's quite the collaboration then. Are you seeing that elsewhere, or is this pretty unique to us in the Midwest?
The part that's unique to us in the Midwest, and specifically this region, is the supply of the equipment. There's some other very successful companies that support these incubator and educational processes. Iowa's pretty good at it. Indiana is too. But they're almost always sponsored by very large corporations, and they're somewhat self-serving in the sense that they create employment, but they're creating education for their own employment, for their own people. This is a case of where these kids can be trained and literally work for anybody. Being a qualified machinist is a lot like some of these high-demand occupations like RNs. Mm-hmm. If you're certified and qualified, you can get a job anywhere in America today, and a machinist is the same way.
It's 5:51 here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're talking with Ken Springer and Ray Whitehead today on behalf of the October is Manufacturing Month, and Ken, of course, from the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, and Ray Whitehead is the director of Pegasus. We've been talking about the need for skilled workers, and the collaboration between the city, the college, Pegasus, and I want to say SMTCL, the Chinese company that has brought equipment to you for people to be trained on, correct?
That's correct. It serves a dual purpose. They're trying to create brand name recognition in the Midwest. Of course, it's strange considering they are the world's largest CNC machine manufacturer. They supply the components to virtually every other CNC machine manufacturer, like Morisiki, Haas, Mazak, Giddings & Lewis, and so on. But they've never really produced the end item here. And so they're looking, they've been in the United States about 6 years or so, looking to move to the Midwest. And in doing so, in China, they support 121 universities. They understand how critically important this education is to fill the manufacturing pipeline. And so for that reason, it was easy to replicate their interest here in Galesburg, in the state of Illinois, just happens to be at the right place at the right time with all these resources. But to address colleges, if I could, just for one more second.
Yeah.
Colleges, in my experience, encounter two problems. One is the huge budget offsets required to buy expensive, high-tech, real-world manufacturing equipment. The difference between a school machine at $20,000 versus a manufacturing machine at $1.7 million. That coupled with the instructors. These instructors are the very same people that we're looking for to hire as employees. These advanced people are not very available, and they're very expensive. So this internship program was conceived out of need. I'd like to say it was a grand scheme. It really was the only way we could figure out to make all the check all the boxes. That was, how do you get equipment here to be used to train the young folks? And then how do you pay instructors, which are our manufacturing supervisors, to train these people so that the college doesn't have to have the laboratory professors and instructors at those costs that they can't afford?
Yeah.
It just happened to all come together at the right time, and these classes should start in spring of next year.
That's awesome. At Carl Sandburg College?
Yes.
And do they have some training, too, at your facility as well with this program, or will everything be at the college?
No. This is a joint effort. They'll have the basic education at Carl Sandburg College, and when they get to the advanced manufacturing applications, they will come to Pegasus facility, and they will be trained using real-life manufacturing equipment in an actual manufacturing environment, producing real parts for real customers.
It's pretty cool.
I know. And I'm thinking to myself, how big is this machine that cost $1 million? I'm going to have to come out to Pegasus and take a look.
Come on out. I'd be happy to show you.
I was going to say, I'd be happy to see the company sometime, because I think you can't quite wrap your head around what exactly it is all the time in manufacturing. Although I will say, whenever I've watched something that is on TV, and I hate to use food as a thing, but when you see some machines that people invented a long time ago that maybe make Twinkies or something, you're like, who thought of that? Who made that?
The mechanical erector set.
That's what I mean.
But that world, Terry, is a way different world.
But that's what I'm thinking, because this is more automated, more technical, more computerized, more digitized probably, right?
Well, really, that's the key issue. These young people, and I have kids, and we all have these kids. I mean, somewhere between the internet, the video games, and the texting, how do you get them interested in manufacturing?
Yeah.
And quite frankly, this is a very 3D model, computer-driven world. It starts with the computer-aided design in a computer, goes to the computer-aided manufacturing in a computer, is driven in the CNC world with a computer. As soon as these young people see that this is a clean, temperature-controlled, high-tech environment, they don't have that perception. It was like my grandfather's
great big machine shop
someplace that was in a dirty, filthy place. This is a very advanced, sophisticated world.
And we're trying to get that message out to students in the K-12 education, and also, too, to parents as well, because parents are, and guidance counselors, huge influencers on what kids end up doing after they finish high school. And so we're taking opportunities locally to bring manufacturers like Ray and other companies into the actual classroom to talk about what modern manufacturing is like. It's not like you're not slinging a sledgehammer anymore. It's totally different these days.
I knew it was different than what you're seeing from days of old, if you will. Or maybe even what my father did to manufacture glass for cars.
Wow.
So, yeah. Ray Whitehead is the Director of Operations for Pegasus, and Ken Springer is the President of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks for sharing the stories. Hopefully people get interested, or they know that their grandchildren may be, or their son or daughter, or nieces and nephews, and can get them into maybe into these programs in this business. So,
thank you so much. Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you so much.